everybody. It is Melanie Mitro and Katie Ersta, and we are the hosts of the Make She Cap'n podcast. And this podcast is for you, friend. We're going to dive into the skills, mindset, and systems you need to build a successful social media presence, and it supports your business goals. All right, and I am Melanie Mitro, one of the co-hosts, and I have left my full-time career in early intervention to be a stay-at-home mom, and I'm seriously craving something more.
All right, and I'm Katie. I am a stage 4 cancer survivor. I absolutely love all things storytelling, and I was a teacher who truly just wanted to get the groceries paid for. Never in a million years did I see what would happen with this business.
Oh my gosh, and here we are, 10 years later, and we have built multi-million dollar businesses from our laptop, from our kitchen tables, basically anywhere that you have Wi-Fi. And the cool part is now we get to teach other people how to do the same.
So just two female entrepreneurs who are wives, moms, and we're also besties who want to take you on the journey right alongside us to help you build a business that you love and a life that you desire.
All right, so come on in, check out today's episode.
This episode of the Make She Cap'n podcast is brought to you by AG1. Guys, I literally use this product every single day. I started drinking it because I was looking for a way to get some essential vitamins and nutrients, and I am not really good about always hitting up those leafy greens or like the plate of broccoli or, you know, the good veggies that I'm supposed to have every day. I'm not. So I've been using this for, I think, oh my gosh, 6 months or so, and I love it. First, it's an all-natural drink. There's no fillers, there's no weird ingredients, nothing like that, but it also doesn't taste like one of those weird, gross health shakes. It's kind of like this mild tropical taste that I crave every single day. So you guys know I am a huge believer that health is a personal responsibility, and this is just one of those good, healthy habits that I can implement and not even think about. So here's how it works. I add a scoop of AG1 into about 8 ounces of water right after my workout. I shake it up and I enjoy. And if you're one of those people who really love the facts, you want to know all about it, there are 75 vitamins, nutrients, minerals, whole food source superfoods. We also got probiotics and adaptogens. So it's really helping your gut, your nervous system, your immune system. It's also helping with energy, recovery, and focus. And because I love you so much as a Make She Cap'n podcast listener, here's what I got for you. Go to athleticgreens.com/chic for a 1-year supply of the immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packets of AG1. All you need to do again is just go to athleticgreens.com/chic and take advantage of that offer. Of course, do. It's linked in the show notes. All right, back to this week's episode. Well, hey everyone, it is Katie of the Make She Cap'n podcast. And today I'm going to be talking personal brand and just my beef with the idea of a personal brand. I'm going to talk about that a little bit today. But before I do, I would love, love, love for you to actually take a screenshot of this episode, and I would love for you to share it with us over at Chic Influencer and let others know that you are listening. Not only are we going to share it over on our platform, but it also lets other people know about what we're talking about here over at the Make She Cap'n podcast. So do me a huge favor, take a quick screenshot, let us know you're listening. Okay, so let's dive in. Here is the thing. I have been mentoring women, about 50 women so far, through the Chic branding experience. I absolutely love the Chic branding experience because I get to do a deep dive into helping people figure out exactly how they can serve others on social media. However, a few months ago, I realized that a lot of women were getting tripped up with this idea of personal brand. I have to show everything on social media. I don't know what I shouldn't share, what's too much, what's not enough. And as I started to really reflect on that question, I started to realize that there is one key question that I can ask my clients that I want to ask you today. And that question is very simply, but would you follow you? Would you follow you? Are you giving people a reason, a specific reason to follow you? And here's what I'm starting to realize about this idea of personal brand.
Maybe a few years ago, we felt like we had to share everything. We would go into our stories, we would give people a behind the scenes look into how we serve our kids breakfast and then getting them off to school. And then we would talk a little bit about their games that they had and we would show people everything and anything. But then we got to thinking, why? Why am I following this person? What value does this add to my life? And so I feel as though we're slowly starting to break up with this idea of what a personal brand is, and we are becoming more of an intentional brand. Now, let me clarify what that is. A personal brand is very me focused. It's about the things that I offer. It's about the things that I sell. It's about the things that I love. And so traditionally, what we would share is something called the thumbprint method. And this is still alive and well, but there is going to be a little spin on it. So when it comes to the thumbprint method, one of those thumbprints is usually about the products that we are showcasing, the products that we in turn make a commission off of endorsing. If you're in the direct sales space, it's probably the company, what you're aligned to, and specifically what that company sells. And maybe you have a couple products that you really love from the company that you choose to highlight. Likewise, there is also the service or the experience that you offer to people. Although you can do this through the products, you're probably already doing it through the opportunity that you can present to other people. This is how you get people to join your organization. This is how you show people how you're going to mentor. This is how you show those sneak peeks, the wins, the testimonials of other people in your organization. And then the third and final thumbprint is what brings people in as a common factor. This is something that makes people go, oh, she's like me. It's a connector, but it has to be a consistent message. Perhaps it's about marriage. Perhaps it's about your fitness. Perhaps it's about your hair tutorials. But ultimately, what that one thing is something that you serve other people well. And so where personal brand is incredibly me focused, I want to remind you that when you're building a brand, it isn't about you. It has to be about how you serve other people. And it has to be about the problem that you can resolve for other people as well. So as you're building this personal brand and you're starting to say, is the content I'm creating serving someone? I want you to start thinking, how can I take myself out of this picture? How can I make sure that I'm more focused on the people versus the me? How can I make sure that when I showcase the products, I'm talking about how those products can serve someone else, not just how they have served me? When I'm talking about the business opportunity, how can I showcase it in a way that makes it possible for somebody else versus just what's possible for me? And likewise, whatever third topic you might talk about, whether it's marriage, horseback riding, it could be your hair, it could be makeup, how is that content valuable to somebody on the other side of the computer or on the other side of the phone? You see, a personal brand used to be about people who could be really interested in somebody else for whatever reason. And although they might be interested in you, you're not going to keep an audience if you're not serving them. You aren't going to keep people on your platform if they don't feel like there's a reason to go there, if they're not getting value for the things that you have to offer. So there are three key questions that I want you to write down. So if you're driving right now, I know you can't write them down, but you are going to want to come back to these three questions because they can change the way you are showing up on your platform. Remember, you're making more about intentional content versus personal content. So question number one I want you to reflect on is, what problem do I actually resolve for the person who is following me? Look, no matter what, people have problems. They have issues that they are going to Google to figure out how to resolve. On your platform, are you revealing ways that you could potentially solve a problem for somebody? For example, if somebody is watching you on social media and you endorse hair care, is the person that is watching you on social media, do they struggle because they have really brassy hair? Or maybe it's kind of unruly or they can't handle the humidity? Or maybe they're trying to get it to grow and they literally don't know how.
Are you just shoving products down their throat, or are you actually sharing ways that they can resolve the problem by showing them that you understand the problem and that you're not just there to sell a product, but you're showing them exactly how the problem can be resolved? The second thing that I want you to think about is, what does your ideal client actually desire? What painted picture do they have of the life that they really, really want? Now, if you're in direct sales and you speak about the business opportunity, do you paint the picture of what's possible for them, or are you only highlighting what's been possible for you? And what I mean by that is, if you take a look at your content, are you making them feel as though they could be a part of what you're doing? Do they even know that they're invited to the opportunity that you are showcasing? When you speak in your caption, do you let them know that you understand what it's like to not have a community of women? Do you understand, or do you teach them how you are creating the community with them in mind? And the third one is walking people through an exact solution. When people come to your platform, they want to know, above all, that you care. When you're showcasing a problem, when you're painting the picture of a life that they desire, and you're creating a common thread through that third thumbprint, whatever it is, marriage, or if it's funny reels, or if it's mom content, are you connecting with them in that way that when it comes to the services that you offer, the experience that you offer, they feel seen and heard? And I think that's the biggest difference between just building a personal brand where you're talking about just affiliates and you're showcasing outfits that you're wearing. What you're doing is you're actually connecting with your audience. People move to action when they feel seen and heard. And so when you take yourself out of the equation for a second and ask yourself, how am I showing up to serve somebody else today? How do I want to paint the picture of the products in a way that helps my people see what's possible for them, what problem it resolves for them? When you showcase the opportunity and you believe that, you know what, it's actually selfish for me not to share this opportunity, what desires are you sharing with them? Are you speaking right to the person on the other side of the computer or on the phone who is looking around going, that is exactly what I need. That is exactly what I feel like I've been missing. That is exactly what could help our family financially. Are you showcasing that? And then finally, do you show people that you are the girl for the job? Do you show people that when you offer a solution, you are going to be there to help them and give them a good experience? I love, love, love that so often in the direct sales model, we put an emphasis on, you know, how we can sell for the first time or how we show up on media. But when you give someone an experience, they're in it for the long haul. They want to continue to be your client, or they want to join your team. So we want to ask ourselves, when I give a solution, how do I become a part of that? Why is it what I offer that's different than what everybody else in the same company does as well? Here's my challenge for you today. I want you to start thinking of your content and saying, am I making it super personal? Am I talking about all the things going on in my life? Or am I being really intentional about how my content can serve somebody else? Am I being intentional about the value that I get to offer? When we become more of ourselves, we become less worried about just what other people think. We become less worried about, what am I supposed to post? What about the fears that I have and the self-doubts? All of that goes away when our focus becomes, how can I serve people with a consistent message?
Well, hey friends, it is Katie, and I'm interrupting because I figured you're something like me and you really appreciate a good sale. So as your friend, I feel like I have to tell you about the fact that the Make She Cap'n 52-week social media planner is officially on sale. That's right, 25% off. You can actually bundle it too. You can bundle your planner with the time blocker and you can save even more. If you are not familiar with the Make She Cap'n planner, I feel like I've got to tell you a little bit about it. First of all, it is an undated planner and it's designed for any business owner who is
running an online storefront. So what we do is we basically take the stress out of what do I post by teaching you our own no-fail strategy for writing content, for cultivating an online community, and most importantly, for going about closing those sales. The planner, it consists of weekly layouts. So every week you have a layout for what you're going to post. You also have a weekly reflection section. And we've also given you our own income producing activity tracker that is clutch. It is so good. On top of that, we also put in there your 12 monthly calendars, and these are all undated again, so you can make sure that those weekly goals you're setting for yourself, they align to what you're marketing for the entire month. Oh, and check this out. We also have created free resources, including trainings and a free Facebook group to help you get the most out of your planner. And here's the deal. You'll get immediate access once you actually place your order. How cool is that? So if you want to know about this, you just need to head over to shop.chicinfluencer.com. Don't worry. I put it all in the show notes. No coupon needed. You're just going to save that 25% when you check out. All right, guys, back to the episode.
So back to that challenge. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to look at your content, and I want you to get really, really honest with yourself. And I want you to ask yourself, am I building a personal brand where I'm highlighting me, I'm showing people maybe my morning workouts or how beautiful my hair looks? Or am I being intentional? Am I making it about the person I serve? Remember, when you're just building a personal brand, you're showcasing yourself. When you're building an intentional brand, you're taking those images, those reels, who you are, and you're making it about how you serve somebody else. All right, I want you to go focus on looking at your pictures, looking at your reels and saying, am I being intentional? Am I showing up to serve? Am I painting a picture of what could be, or am I painting a picture of look at me? You guys, go to work. Quick episode today here at the Make Chic Happen podcast. We'll see you next time. All right, so if you loved today's episode, make sure you head over to wherever you listen to the episode today and leave us a rating and review. And also, take a little screenshot and tag us on Chic Influencer. We'll feature you in our stories. Plus, we'd love to get your feedback and hear from our listeners. Yep. Until next week, let's make chic happen.